This chazar zeichen is shabach echad v'shvag v'mem Yehuda m'sech tes k'subas daf mem hey. Zok the gemar shila toward a brisa that there are three levels of death penalty that are given depending on the case to a naira who was mezana. It's like this. Number one, if the witnesses testify after the nesuin that she had been mezana while she was in arusa, she gets skila at the entrance of her father's house to show that there's no such place while she was still living in her father's house. Case number two, if witnesses testify while she was in arusa that she was mezana while she was in arusa, she gets skila at the entrance of the city. Number three, if she was mezana while she was a naira and became a begaris before being killed, she only gets chenek. In fact, we say that every time there's a change in the body, like to a begaris, there's a change in the method of misa. Brisa says that if a naira who was an arusa and then entered in the suin and became a begaris, and the husband then claimed that she was mezana as an arusa, she gets skila. Rava said the case of Maitzi Shemra is very different because it's always the case that she gets punished for a different punishment than she would get at the present time. Meaning, a woman after the suin would only get chenek, and now she's getting skila. Therefore, we can't bring a proof from that novel halacha. Fleckmar of Hunan, son of Yeshua, asked, maybe the Torah only meant for the concept of Maitzi Shemra to apply to a case when she was still a Naira. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, whether a change in status or body brings about a change in punishment is actually a subject of machlokes. It's actually totally machlokes. In fact, we find a Mishnah where the Tanna Kamma says that if a person does an Aveira and is then appointed as the king or as the Kohen Gadol, where they would have to bring different karbanas at that point, they're treated as regular people and bring the karban of a regular person. Or Shimon says if they become aware of the Aveira after they became king or Kohen Gadol, they're potter from bringing the karban. We can say that Shila's Brisa follows Rav Shimon, who says that once the status changes or a body changes, it would change the subject of the punishment. If Hashem really holds a Shilas Brisa, he should require the king and the Kohen Gadol to bring the korbanos that a king and Kohen Gadol bring when they sin. He shouldn't make them potter. Mar said, we find that Rabbi Yochanan told someone who was teaching this Brisa of Shila that he should taka change the wording to teach that the girl is chayiv skila. Fekmar, she's no longer a naira, so why would you get skila? Rav Ilo said, the pasuk says hanaira, which suggests that it includes even the girl who was a naira but is no longer a naira now. Hanani asked, if so, why doesn't the husband get malchus and have to pay the penalty even if she becomes a begaris? Rav Yitzchak Bar Oven explained, when the girl was mezana, she was a naira, and therefore gets punished as a naira, which is when the znus happened. When the husband sinned by making the false claim, he did so against a begaris, and therefore, in that case, he doesn't have to pay or get malchus. Zoktigmar, a brisa says if a naira who was an arusa, an naira marosa, was mezana, she gets skila at the entrance to her father's house. If her father has no house, she gets skila at the entrance to the city. If the city is made up of mostly goyim, she gets skila at the entrance to the bezin. Similarly, one who worshipped avodah zarah gets skila at the entrance to the city that he sinned in. If the city is mostly goyim, he gets skila at the entrance of bezin. The brisa explains, we know that one who worshipped avodah zarah gets skila at the city's entrance based on the words she'arecha in the pasuk. The word she'arecha also teaches that should not be done if the city is mostly goyim. How can the same word teach two things? Mara said the extra word could have been written as shar instead of written as shar, shiar recha. Therefore, it can teach both things. Ravo said we learned that a naira hamayrosa gets skila at the city's entrance from gzeira shava on the word pesach, which is also stated by the Mishkan. And then in the same pasuk of Mishkan, it also uses the word shar, and we have gzeira shava from the shar over there by the Mishkan to avodah zarah. It also says shiar recha. And therefore, we learn out Naira Marasa all the way from one who edined Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's done at the entrance to the city. Abraisa says, a husband who is Maitzi Shemra gets Malkas and has to pay 100 Selah. Yehuda says he gets Malkas in any case, but will only have to pay the 100 Selah if he had Bia with her. The Gemara says, they argue in Machlok between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Rabban here holds like the Rabban over there, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Others say that the entire Abraisa follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Even the Tanakh was discussing where they had Bia. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that he gets Malkus even though they didn't have Bia. When it comes to Malkus, it depends on the Rabbi Yehuda says even if he didn't have Bia, he still gets Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says, Frekam Rabbi Yehuda says in a Braisa that he doesn't get Malkus if he didn't have Bia with her. Nachum Yitzchak said he means that he gets Malkus derabbanon in either case. Or Papa said when Rabbi Yehuda says in the second Braisa that there's only Malkus when there's Bia, he actually is referring to a monetary payment. He uses the term Malkus to refer to a monetary payment, and we find elsewhere that sometimes the word Malkus can be used to refer to monetary payment.